Welcome to Health Chat with Kat, where the focus is on overall health, nutrition education, and the prevention of chronic disease. Health Chat is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network in the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas. Now here's your host, Kathleen Curry.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Kat, and thank you for joining Health Chat. We appreciate you taking the time out today to listen to our program. We're hoping that you'll have some information that you can take back to your friends, families, colleagues, church members, and other people in your world that will help them live a happy and healthy life, and that this will enhance their aging process so that we can teach people how to age gracefully and to deal with disease and injury in a much more effective manner and actually implement some things into their life that will help them to deal with some of these traumatic experiences in their life. So I am the owner of Total Health Care Management, which is a chiropractic facility. We're located here in the Houston area, and we're on the west side of Houston off the I-10 corridor. And what we do here is help people to rehab from their injury if they've gotten hurt on the job or if they've gotten hurt in an 18-wheel accident or a car accident, or if they've fallen off a ladder putting up Christmas lights. Any type of injury that you have, we can help you rehab from that injury. And so once we get finished getting past the acute stage of your injury, we want to look at the rest of your health. So we also do functional medicine in that we start looking at if you're not on any medications for any illnesses, we want to keep it that way, so that we're able to enhance your life as you go on to make sure that you're not subjected to certain illnesses, especially chronic illnesses that are preventable and that are really dictated by life choices. And we help try and get you in a position that you can make better choices so that your body will stay healthy. If you are on medications, we want to try and roll those medications back and eliminate them if possible, by giving you some better ways of handling, what you're doing to actually find out why you have the illness in the first place. What is it that's driving that illness? And see if we can put a halt to that and give you some better ways of dealing with it in a much healthier manner. So a lot of people call it complementary medicine. A lot of people call it alternative medicine. But it certainly is another way of handling your health other than using pharmaceuticals, which is what we advocate here at Total Health Care Management. We do run a behavioral chronic pain management program so that for patients who have long-term pain that they're not able to deal with, they may have had a lot of surgeries or they may have had injections or other types of ways of dealing with the injury, but once they've gotten past that, they are still in some type of chronic pain. We have a program for you, and what that entails is coming into our office really on an all-day time frame. So for 8 hours, you're with us, and we have a whole host of different therapies that we work with. Some of it is talk therapy with the licensed professional counselor that's here in our offices. We do aquatic therapy, so we take you to the pool and let you exercise in a pool where there's no gravity, and that will help you with your range of motion, and it helps with the healing process. We also do other types of therapy that are complementary in terms of like massage therapy, acupuncture, meditation, yoga, these other complementary therapies are designed to help you manage pain so that you can go about your daily activities without having to use medications, because even over-the-counter medications can be harmful and toxic to your system over a long period of time. And most medications are only designed for you to take them for a specific period of time. You're supposed to deal with the underlying cause of the illness or a disease, and then from there you're supposed to find healthy ways of trying to alleviate the symptoms of those illnesses. and eliminate them altogether if possible. So this is the type of work that we do at Total Healthcare Management, and if anyone would like to get in touch with our offices, they can call us at 713-522-6911, or you can get on the website and look on our webpage at Total Healthcare Management, and management is abbreviated MGMT.com. So that's TotalHealthcareManagement.com, and you can contact us through that process also. And also, to let everyone know that we're starting a detox and weight loss program. It's a 12-week program that we do twice a year, and so it's going to begin on January 4th. So for anyone who's interested in coming into our program, fees and everything will be explained at our initial meeting on January 4th. But we're tying this into a national program that actually has a challenge to it that you can win money. So if you get involved in the challenge, program starts on January 6th, and it's a three-month program, so it's 12 weeks altogether. And what we do is meet once a month and, do the weigh-in and so forth. But we also are looking at your BMI, and we're looking at other indicators as to why you're not able to lose weight. But we're teaching you how to get on a low glycemic index diet plan so that will be it's not really a diet plan. It's really a lifestyle. And so from the information that we give you, we're showing you, how food affects your BMI, but how high and medium glycemic index foods affect how you lose weight. So that program is going to be starting January 4th, and so for anyone who's interested in joining our group, you can call that number again at 713-522-6911. So what some of the hot topics this week that have been in the news, the first thing I think that most people have been listening to on the news is about the Annals of Internal Medicine have come out with a recommendation about vitamins and supplements. And according to their statistics, 40% of Americans use some type of vitamin or supplement complement to their diet each day. And so that's a huge number. It's in the billions of dollars of income for the companies that do use supplements. And so this is going to be a topic that is going to have a lot of discussion around it, a lot of opinions about what people think. And, I'm a very big advocate of supplementing because I don't think that we get enough of the vitamins and minerals in the foods that we eat, even if we were to have an extremely healthy diet. From what I have learned about the mineral contents of the farmlands that most of our vegetables are grown in, that mineral content is depleted so much that we are still not getting the same vitamins and nutrients and phytonutrients that we would have gotten, say, 60, 80 years ago, because our farmlands are now being turned over so frequently because of profits. Of course, the farmers want to use the available land to them and make it as profitable as possible, but it has also drained the mineral contents out of the soil. So, I'm very skeptical about the recommendations by this group of internal medicine specialists. And I also have to kind of temper that information with the fact that this is being done by a medical group. And from what I have learned about the Western medical theory and teachings of the doctors who we see on a daily basis, they don't have a lot of information that they are taught in school about nutrition. And so even the doctors who I've been working with in the complementary medical area, they agree that there is just not enough information that they're given when they're in school about how to keep people healthy. Their classwork and coursework and internships and externships are mainly revolved around disease. So they are specialists in how to treat an illness or a disease, but they're not exactly taught very much about how to keep us healthy and to keep us disease-free in the first place. So I have to kind of temper that information that's being given by the Annals of Internal Medicine about supplements and vitamins with that thought process in mind, that this is not exactly what their specialty is in health. Their specialty is in disease. So I would like to have that discussion with some of the medical doctors that I work with to see what their opinions are. But this is a new, this research just came out this week, and so this is a pretty new information that they're talking about. And so I would like to get some other opinions about this, because this is going to be very controversial. That's probably the only thing that really caught my attention this week. And so now I'd like to introduce my guest for today. He's a hypnotherapist, and his name is Todd Stafka. So, Todd, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Kat. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you coming on today. So tell us about your background and how you got to do the work that you're currently in the area you're working in now.
Kat, that's a great question. I think your listeners would be interested in. I've had a practice called Philly Hypnosis Performance since 2001. I have three offices in the Philadelphia area. And I had a company when I was a vice president of sales give me an opportunity to learn about neurolinguistic psychology and programming and in sales. And from there, I got them to send me for my master's in it. With that, I also was trained in hypnosis and began to use it with the sales teams that I was working with, just to help them mentally be able to handle the stress, mentally be able to handle the challenges so that they were performing better, and looking for an opportunity. So I had started a part-time practice, and like everybody who has gotten through the job market, you get that unfortunate pink slip, and my wife looked at me and said, well, maybe this is the time you've been circling the pond looking to, jump in, and maybe
right.
This is time for you to go full time. And that's really kind of how we got started full time, and it's been going well ever since. We primarily you got to think of hypnosis and neurolinguistics, they're tools, just like as a chiropractor, you know how to manipulate the, the skeletal and the muscular system of the body. This is how I can help you change your thoughts, change your ideas, because then you can change your behavior and change your feelings, which changes your outcome. So we specialize in one of the big areas of sports psychology, classically weight loss, which you were talking about on your January 4th launch. Been doing smoking cessation, worked with almost 800 smokers to help them get smoke-free so far. We work with stroke survivors and helping them rewire their brain so their body can function again, cancer survivors. And then I have a whole business section where I work with different people on helping them improve their sales, marketing, public speaking, and, really coming at it from the side of what's the thought process that would help you be relaxed and focused and confident, up here, and then have all the skills that you need to do what you want to do. So we have a lot of fun, and just the whole idea is just like yours, is how do we improve people's lives and help them become more productive and enjoy living.
So what part of the country are you in?
I'm in the Philadelphia area, and I also work with clients around the world via Skype and Google Hangout.
Isn't that a wonderful tool to be able to see people and talk to them and actually work with them from long distances is just wonderful. And so I'm looking at your website, and besides weight loss, smoking, helping athletes perform better, you also work with cancer treatment for cancer patients, pain relief and pain management, which is our area, and then, like you were saying, stroke survivors, ADD and ADHD, children and adults. and anxiety and depression, and also test anxiety, which is a big thing. A lot of people who take tests, they may know the information and cannot calm themselves enough to be able to, you know, spit that information back out on a test. So that's a wonderful area.
That's right. And that, actually, I've written a book, I've co-written a book with one of my colleagues, Pat Donahue, and on test anxiety, and it's been in the top seller on Kindle, and we're looking to, we just got a publishing agreement with one of the large publishers to take it further.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's an area that the general population could benefit from, because everyone's going to have to take a test at something, at some point. And for people who are just, they have this overwhelming anxiety, it's kind of like, you know, public speaking, where you just are just so overwhelmed that you just have a hard time performing that function. That's interesting. I would like to see your book on that one. But one of the things that I'm sure that you work a lot with is smoking, people who need to stop smoking, right?
Right.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about that when we come back from our break. We need to take our first break, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Would you like to be more up-to-date with the real estate market? Do you have some nagging questions you want answered by experts who don't have anything to gain or lose by telling you a straight answer? Tune in to Fast Talk with Vicki Wachtel and get the latest on this fast-paced market. Start your Mondays off well-informed by listening to Vicki's Tell It Like It Is brand of wisdom. Listen live Mondays, 8:30 a.m. on the Tough Talk Radio Network by going to fasttalkwithvickiwachtel.com. Miss the show but want to go back and listen? That's okay. Just visit fasttalkwithvickiwachtel.com to catch up on past episodes. Fast Talk Mondays, 8:30 a.m. Central.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action. But not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Health Chat with Dr. Higgy and Kat. This program explores the health and wellness industry. They will bring informative and lively discussions with specialists from all aspects of health. From traditional to alternative medicine, they look to discover all options available to manage and maintain better physical, mental, spiritual, financial, and family health. These are all areas that touch each and every one of us, and they play a crucial role in shaping our overall health and determine our quality of life on our quest to achieve optimal health and wellness. Tune in to Health Chat with Dr. Higgy and Kat on Fridays at noon on the Tough Talk Radio Network. You can find out more at toughtalkradionetwork.com.
So, Todd, we were going to start talking about some of the specific areas that you work in, and I have a vested interest in smoking because I've got some family, some very close family members who can't seem to stop on their own. So before we actually talk about the specifics, let's talk about hypnotism and hypnotherapy in general terms, because a lot of our audience, myself included, until very recently, was afraid to even consider having someone hypnotize you to, you know, make you change your habits or to make you act differently or think differently. So just tell us, how do you put people's minds at ease about that?
Well, Kat, you know, that's a common thought and common misconception that Hollywood's done a great job in mystifying people. Because if you come in my office, I'm not wearing a black cape and a top hat and have spiral eyes on. So, you know, here's the thing. When you really think about this, is that you couldn't live life really without hypnosis, because hypnosis, on one hand, is a natural occurring state. Everybody goes through it every day. It's a state between being awake and being asleep. So it's that feeling you get just as you go from waking, you know, into sleep, or, you know, coming out of it in the morning. It's a natural occurring brainwave state. And you want to think about hypnosis more as a tool to use to make organic change in your body, using your brain to make organic change in your body. It works on the idea of suggestibility and compliance, not gullibility. If it was truly mind control, everyone would be a hypnotist. Now,
right.
That being said, everything we do, you know, in our day, and including your practice, has to be able to help people change behaviors and change people's thoughts. And when you get into this area of smoking or any habit, or you can even, some people will pseudo-label it as an addiction, it's their unconscious mind's ability to then adapt that behavior and then use it for its own benefit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the idea here is, when we talk about the conscious and the unconscious, is that your conscious mind is can handle 1 to 9 thoughts at any one time. It's the analytical, the critical thinking part of your brain, and also where willpower is. Your unconscious mind handles at least 2.3 million things per second, place of your habits, instincts, memories, emotions. So this is what runs our life. Now, every day we're bombarded by something. So just like in your intro, you're talking about the health benefits of your business and your practice to people. But, you know, every time you watch a commercial, you hear a jingle, you hear a song on the radio, and you wonder why all day long that song is playing in your head, or that jingle is, you know, that's there. It's
right.
All due to repetition. And you see, any behavioral change works on repetition. Right, so willpower says that you're going to have people come in and they're going to try and get over their diet. They want to quit smoking. They want to, you know, change the way they move their body, strengthen their spine, diminish the pain. That there's a behavioral change that's there. However, they've been doing that way for such a long time, and their unconscious mind believes it, and it has a benefit. So that's why they keep in that process. So coming back to hypnosis, by relaxing the body and focusing the mind is your ability to take that 1 to 9 things of that critical part of your brain and quiet it down, including that little voice in the back of your head that has you doubting, you know, or that negative self-talk, so that we can redesign a brand new you. And we can begin you to focus on that. And so you're focusing in on it so that you can see, hear, feel, smell, and taste in your imagination everything that you want to have happen, and begin to repattern that into your mind so that you can easily begin to behave that way and then feel good by taking those actions.
And I guess if you had that control yourself, then you wouldn't be having these bad habits in the first place. So you're really not in control of certain habits and things that drive you, which is why you are doing these, negative actions in the first place, correct?
Well, yes and no. And let's go back. In the first 18 years of just about everyone's life, you live with your parents, right? And you observe your parents and how they behave. So, you know, when mom and dad, if they're stressed, they're bored, do they go light a cigarette up? Do they go and have a drink? Do they eat chocolate? Do they eat carbs? Do they starve themselves? You know what I mean? Do they go for a run? And you just notice that when it comes around holidays. I just released a new MP3 from working with my clients about stopping holiday overeating. Because we come into this time right before the holidays and people think, you know, the holidays is more food, more love, more enjoyment. Until you look at your waistline and then you realize, like, what the heck happened to me? Okay? However, growing up, that's what you saw. So, I mean, even you could look at your life and think, wow, some of the things you do, someone might just point out, well, man, that's just like your mom, or that was just like your dad. And
mm-hmm.
And you're unconscious to it because it's just a natural part of you. So we've got these things, again, due to repetition, due to persuasion, that work our way in, that we don't really check it out. And hence, we've got something that we may not want. So the question is, their point, you know, that now, how do we then redirect ourselves so that we're going to perform the way we want to perform, think the way we want to think, and hence get the results we want to get?
So to redirect your attention or your focus, what is it that's being redirected? Your mental capacity is being able to the change because you're able to refocus more directly onto what it is. I don't quite understand that redirection part.
So, you know, hypnosis, I like to, when I'm working with athletes and people kind of have this idea of the woo-woo and the voodoo type of thing, is that if they've been an athlete or they've done something, people have done visualization, they've done guided imagery, maybe even some meditation. It's those things, and I just call it on steroids. And the reason is because when you're visualizing or you're in a guided imagery, what they haven't done is they haven't really inoculated against your own self-sabotage, your own self-doubt. Okay? So I've worked with enough people to begin to understand, okay, hey, from our conversation, where might someone get off track? So as you relax the body and focus the mind, we come back into smoking. You know, there's different parts of you know, the sessions to pull this out. But you want to think about it as if we could reach into your mind and rewire, re-educate it, rehab it, whatever you want to call it, pull that part out and then put in the smoke-free version. Because what a smoker doesn't do is they don't think about living smoke-free. They've trained themselves when they're stressed, they're bored, after coffee, tea, sex, driving in the car, drinking, eating, you know, whatever trigger comes along, their brain goes, oh, it's time for a cigarette, and they go out and have it. So for them to think about not having a cigarette will put them generally almost into a panic attack, which is why you'll see people, smokers will go out and buy cigarettes and not have food in their house because, you know, they don't have, I call them a one-trick pony. They don't know how to live without that cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
So coming back around that is that, hey, if we can come back, is we got to retrain that brain in removing one thing and putting in something new.
Uh-huh.
Does that give you a quick little idea?
Yeah, that gives me a better idea of what's going on with your sessions. And so if you're working with someone long distance, for instance, how do you go about doing the hypnotist part of it if you're, you know, if you're not in the same location as that person? I mean, you know, everybody is kind of, like you were saying, has this Hollywood stereotype about having the watch in front of you and, you know, dangling it in front of you to put you in a hypnotic state. So how do you actually go about it, especially if you're not in the same room with the person?
So when you want to put some, you know, help someone relax and go into that trance, I mean, the watch is a classic way. And if you came into my office, I do have two different ones that I will use on occasion with people to just give them the full Hollywood experience. you know, there's different ways to bypass the critical factor of our brain. It's kind of the brain that separates the conscious and the unconscious that, you know, God's wired in. And, you know, one of them is in a progressive relaxation. So in a way, you could easily say that we're boring the conscious mind, you know, just to sit off to the side. And that's the classic way that a lot of people do. You'll then see more rapid inductions, which tend to have a little bit of a shock to them. So you'll see this more in the entertainment world of hypnosis, you know, stage hypnosis, where you'll see somebody with, you know, an arm pull or, you know, a hand cut behind the neck and go sleep, and they'll fall forward into there. So what you're doing is you're creating a little space in there, then giving someone a command, and they typically will follow right along with it, and then you progressively deepen that relaxation. So essentially what you're doing in the brain is that you're taking someone from a waking state and, you know, and you're having them drop, slow their brain waves down to an alpha, theta wave state, and there that helps them relax both mentally and physically at the same time. So when you're doing this on Skype, you're mainly doing more of the first one. I've come up with some different ways to kind of shock the nervousness a little bit and to help them relax quicker. So we work that way, and then I have from my studio professionally recorded things. So I will either record our sessions live, and I have other recordings that I send to my clients so that they can listen to them once we're done to create that repetition.
Mm-hmm, I see. Okay, so, you know, my area is pain and pain relief and pain management. So mm-hmm. How would you work with a patient who has you know, long-term pain. They may have nerve damage that has been created from the surgical area. They may just have some, you know, need to hold on to pain for varying reasons. Sometimes it's for them to get more attention from their loved ones, for them to get sympathy. I mean, there's a lot of reasons that people sometimes hold on to pain. So that's what I want to talk about, but we need to take another commercial break. So stay with me, Todd. We'll be back in just a moment.
Very good. Thanks.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Making Life Easy is an electrifying and positive talk show filled with conversation to embrace the path for parents raising teenagers. Based on teachings from The Lesson Plan, author, parent, and teacher Gwen Gustav welcomes professionals, parents, and teenagers to the show to guide listeners on an educational journey. No matter what the subject, communication is the answer. Join Gwen on Making Life Easy Wednesday evenings from 5 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network. For more information, go to MakingLifeEasyWithGwenGustarp.com. Health Chat with Dr. Higgy and Kat. This program explores the health and wellness industry. They will bring informative and lively discussions with specialists from all aspects of health. From traditional to alternative medicine, they look to discover all options available to manage and maintain better physical, mental, spiritual, financial, and family health. These are all areas that touch each and every one of us, and they play a crucial role in shaping our overall health and determine our quality of life on our quest to achieve optimal health and wellness. Tune in to Health Chat with Dr. Higgy and Kat on Fridays at noon on the Tough Talk Radio Network. You can find out more at toughtalkradionetwork.com.
So, Todd, in the intro, I was telling you that our clinic does some other types of therapy, like acupuncture, massage therapy. We actually have people come in and teach them meditation. And so these are some of the other tools that we use to try and deal with pain. So what is it that you can help people with by getting their unconscious state to relax and refocus? How does that one who is in, long-term chronic pain?
Okay. So very, very good question, Kat. When you see people who are on prescription meds, you know, a prescription med is designed to create a distraction in the body, isn't it?
Yes.
So that it will find a place of the body where there's no nerve receptors and maybe cause a slight bleeding or something so that the brain focuses there. However, there's no nerves, so then there's a distraction, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So go back to when I was explaining what the conscious mind is. The conscious mind can handle roughly 1 to 9 things at any one time. So the classic one is that, you know, it's summertime, Kat's walking around her home, and she stubs her toe. And now you're hobbling, you're hopping, your throat, your toes throbbing. You know what that's like, don't you? Right?
Most of us. Right.
Yep. And then and while you're hobbling and all of a sudden you clip the corner of the wall with your funny bone, okay? You know, because you were off balance slightly and now your funny bone's hurting. You're like, you're trying to, you know, comfort your arm and you forgot about the pain in your toe.
Right.
Right? So I mean, the pain in your toe didn't go away. It's just that you weren't focused on it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes,
okay.
That happens.
So, so now if you kind of understand that, hey, if that conscious part of your mind can do that, so what could we do, you know, with this idea of this pain? So, you know, within the practice, I've helped people take the pain and move the pain so that if it was in their knee, show them how to move it through their body and then move it out of their body is one way. You know, I've had people where we were in a relaxed state. I said, hey, if you could, you know, if you could imagine, you know, a control panel where you could control things. So sometimes pain is soothed with coolness. Sometimes it's soothed with warmth. You know, what if we began to flood that area with the, you know, the sun? So I created a recording. It's called Melt Away the Pain. And this one is imagining you're harnessing the power of the sun and you bring it into a joint area and melt away that pain. However, where there's inflammation, warmth isn't the best thing, so we've got to bring coolness in, right?
Right.
So, you know, I've had people where they've done that with their brain and they've kind of, they've built this control panel and they've actually just turned the pain down or they've turned it off, you know, in their mind. You know, let's just, let's, you know, get rid of that. And then let's also then in your brain, let's ask your immune system to come in and begin to accelerate the healing in here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's two classic ways of moving the pain, turning the pain off. You know, that you can use, hypnosis is classically done things where you create analgesis, you know, where I have usually in one of my first sessions with people, I'll ask them to send, you know, anesthesia down their arm and into their hand. And, you know, your hand now becomes numb. All the feeling begins to disappear. You can't feel your hand. It's like it's floating in the air. And then I turn around and I pinch the hand really hard, okay? And, you know, I get commonly, you know, like they don't even feel it. I have them open their eyes while we're still, you know, in a state of hypnosis, and they're looking at me squeezing their hand really hard. They can see the pinch mark on their skin. And, you know, there might be a light, and then you're not doing anything. And then once we're done, I'll come up, Kat, let me see your hand. How you got the feeling back here? And then I'll squeeze it again. They're like, ah, stop, you know. So, it, you know, one of the things that you got to realize is that if someone has ever had any anesthesia, anyone ever has had any painkiller, is that there's a memory in their mind. And you can easily bring people back into that memory and have them fire it off without ever doing anything, you know, with ever them taking that drug in their body.
Right. And actually, you know, if you've ever had an injury and, you know, somebody describes a similar injury to themselves, it brings back that memory, and that pain seems to flood back into their mindset so that they start squinting and you know, looking like they're seething with pain, even though this hasn't happened to them at that moment, just the thought of it.
That's right.
Yeah, so I do understand that.
So, you know, taking, you know, the things that you're doing, you know, I have a number of chiropractors that are friends that I work with, and, you know, seeing the, you know, the different things that they do, you know, how I've come alongside of them on some of these different areas is I've made my audios available, and I've made, you know, so that if they were doing some pain management or some weight loss or, you know, just even one that a couple practitioners up here have of those kind of water beds to kind of loosen your back up that they might be on for 8 or 10 minutes. So I created a little power nap. So, I mean, they'd put this headset on and they'd begin to relax. And then I began to weave in that, hey, every cell, every fiber, every, you know, muscle, tendon, ligament begins to loose and become aligned. And, you know, so that it's working with them when you go to do the, you know, the adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're starting to think in the line, because if they're thinking about, you know, keeping that pain, having that secondary gain, that there's an advantage of, well, there's a court case. You know, I got a lawsuit, and if I get healed too fast, then I won't make any money. I mean, because I had that situation happen with me, is that I really blew out my ankle at a meeting at a casino, and, you know, it was like, do you want to get better and you want to have your quality of life, or do you want to hobble around to see if you can get some more money? And I was like,
right.
Ah, you know,
and my lawyer
said, you healed too fast. Okay.
Well, that wasn't in his best interest that you healed too fast, but it certainly is in your best interest.
Right. But so you see, it's what you're going to run into with, again, the general population that where people have is that, what are all those thoughts that are influencing them, what their outcome is going to be. And
right.
What they don't realize is that, hey, they, you know, it's like Solomon said in Proverbs 23, so a man or woman thinks in their heart, so are they.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you begin to think you can be healthy, you can be, you know, you can have your body respond miraculously. If you don't think that, then your body's going to stay the way you're thinking and programming it.
A wonderful point. So let's talk about cancer treatment and stroke survivors. That's an area, if you have cancer, I mean, are you saying that you can try and help people heal the tumor faster by getting their unconscious to focus on what their body needs to do to try and get rid of the tumor and get it thrown off, in, you know, off of their system? Or tell me what it is that you have them to focus on.
When people come, Kat, when they come in with cancer, there's a flood of emotions that are going on because they realize that they've got something inside them that's abnormal, that's a foreign matter, and it's taken somewhat of control. And their brains go from, I've had people come in that come in as a warrior, and I've got other people that think that, you know, death's at their door. And if you're going to, you know, part of it is one of it is to make, let's make a business plan of how you're going to think during this healing process. You know, on one set, how do you want to be? What do you want to have at the end? How do you want to regain your life? How do you want to kick this cancer out? Have your white cells, you know, instead of being lazy, go in and eradicate it, you know, from that vantage point. So there's one part is to mentally kind of prep them and to build them up just like I would work with an athlete, you know, to get them confident, to get them to be able to bring that confidence back so when they go into treatment, they're creating a positive expectation. There's another part that comes in depending on the cancer treatment that they're going through that they might be suffering in some pain, some discomfort, and we might need to do some, you know, pain management. We might need to begin to help them rethink that there's minimal or no withdrawal effects or, you know, side effects to the cancer treatment. Even though the doctors tell them they're going to be, we just tell their body it's not going to happen. They're going to be healthy and more vibrant. And they, you know, tend to do that. You know, and, you know, there's other times where I've actually, you know, we'll kind of weave in is let's go and have a talk to your immune system. Let's talk about your immune system, those white blood cells, those red blood cells that are on vacation, they're lazy, they're not doing their job. Let's get in there and, you know, let's kick them in the butt a little bit and get out there and, you know, eradicate this foreign body. And, you know, it's just kind of getting some creativity going through to enhance that and, you know, to come alongside to the regular treatment that they're getting through their other medical, you know, professionals. So I'm really I kind of like to come in that area as a coach to be available to enhance whatever plan they have in those areas. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay.
And you know what? I've even noticed in my own practice here that when you have a patient that has a positive attitude and they have a I'm going to get past this. This is, you know, this is not going to define my life forever. It's just going to be this period of time that I need to heal. They actually come through this process a lot of healing, a lot faster, and with a lot less stress and anxiety than someone who says, you know, my injury is going to change my life, and it's going to be, you know, a horrible change, and, you know, I'm so depressed because this is just, you know, overwhelming me. And if they have that overwhelming feeling, they take a lot longer to go through the process of healing. So this is obviously something to what you're saying here. So I agree with you in making sure that the person that you're dealing with has the opportunity to understand the, you know, good aspects of their situation, and that this is only just for a defined period of time. This isn't something that is going to affect them for a lifetime. And if it does, there can still be some positive results from it. Even when you were explaining how you got into the work that you do, something happened and you were detoured into this particular aspect of healing, And so sometimes when bad things happen, even great things can come out of that that would have never happened unless that bad thing, if you hadn't been laid off from your job and had made that decision to stop working for corporate America, you would have never gotten into the work that you do right now. And it's the same thing with people who've been injured. Their injury may end up resulting in better things happening in their life that would have never been there had that injury never occurred. So you just have to look at it with that attitude.
Right. And then, I mean, again, then that comes into, can you look at the cup half full or the cup half empty?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, and how do we begin to make lemonade out of the lemons? And, you know, when you were asking about stroke survivors, there was a gentleman that we were working with named Ralph.
Hold on a second. We need to take a break, and we'll talk about that when we come back. Great. After the break, okay?
Thanks.
Stay with us.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tuff Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tuff Talk Radio Network can help you, go to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Dr. Higgy and Kat of Health Chat have combined their expertise to help you manage your overall health by offering functional medicine and weight loss remedies that address all of your health care concerns. They conduct health seminars and weight management classes that are open to the general public. Their informative classes bring support, awareness, and solutions to chronic health issues to help you truly achieve optimal health and wellness. To find out more, go to TotalHealthCareManagement.com. That's TotalHealthCareMGMT.com.
Okay, we're back with Todd Stoska. Before the break, we were going to talk about stroke survivors, stroke victims, and how you can help them. So what were you going to tell us about that?
We had a gentleman named Ralph came in, and he was in his late 60s. He had a stroke, and the stroke really limited his movement of his balance and his right arm, sort of his right side of his body. And over a series of weeks of helping him relax and listening to recordings, the theory behind this is, and I'm not a neuroscience, however, I've just seen the results of this, is that however the brain is affected, that affected initial mobility is that the brain also then can reconnect those neurons up in the brain. So as we began to have, Ralph go through a series of, hypnosis sessions about him being more flexible, him moving his body, him walking upright, him having the balance, him moving his hands and his dexterity from someone who sort of had that, that frozen arm and hand, that within, several months, he was back doing some of his woodworking with his hands. He had the dexterity to pick things up. He could use his tools again. He had his balance. And he was, just being able to regain, so much more of life and to do it without any type of medication.
Mm-hmm.
And, just really with his brain to help him rewire it. And we've seen this time and time again with people that they're able to regain the quality of their life. I've seen people that have been stuck in wheelchairs get up and walk and have some balance.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is significant because they actually become, in certain circumstances, become almost paralyzed, usually on one side from a stroke, and they are having a hard time getting around and ambulating, just walking becomes almost impossible for some of the patients that suffer a stroke. So for you to be able to change the neurons in their brain to be able to accept the ability to move again is quite significant.
Right. Absolutely. And so, you know, just bringing back, giving people the quality of their life and to help them rethink it instead of like, hey, my life's over. You know, then
right.
Now I've got some hope. I've got an opportunity to live here again and regain, you know, this or even more of what,
instead of trying, what you actually end up doing is trying to create new neural pathways for their brain to be able to function properly so that they can, have a better ability of movement. So that is phenomenal.
Yes.
Rewiring their brain almost.
Rewiring their brain so that they, you know, have the motor skills and, the internal confidence to move and function and get back to things they love to do.
Yeah, walking and speaking and things like that can absolutely change their life. So when someone is working with you, how many sessions do they normally need to have with you to start seeing some difference in their world? For whatever it is that they're coming to you for, is it different for different aspects of what they're needing you for?
I always tell people that when they ask the question, Kat, and that one is we're working together. Like I had with someone, you know, that came in for a weight loss the other day, is that I expect you to start to get a shift our very first session. You know, I expect that you're going to experience, you know, movement in this new direction. Our very first time, so it's not like you have to wait a month for something to kick in. You know, there's plenty of people that on our first session stop smoking, okay? You know, it can happen that quickly. You don't need cigarettes to live. And once you kind of get that, they're done. Now, I have them come back in for another couple sessions because I just want to make sure that their own internal self-doubt and negative talk doesn't re-sabotage them, because sometimes that change can happen quickly, that they don't believe it, you know.
Well, I mean, for smokers, for instance, it's not just the sensation of nicotine. They also have, like, that hand-to-mouth, need to be putting something in their lips. I mean, there's a lot involved. It's not just the aspect of not smoking anymore. There's a lot of things going on there, so... I'm sure that that's a really tough habit to break, for instance.
Again, you just expressed a belief. I'm going to interrupt you there. It's a tough habit to break. You know, I'm going to look at it and say it's an easy habit to break, you know.
Okay.
Just how do you want to frame it? And that's one of the things that you get with, with doctors where they're in their own natural bias say something and we respect, that position, that medical position, just like certain people respect chiropractors, other people unfortunately don't. I think they're fantastic, healers, out there, and more people should use them. I'll give you an example. There was a woman recently who came in to stop smoking, and she thought because her parents struggled with it, everybody struggled with it, they gained weight and blah, 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 And I said, well, do you want that or do you want to make it easy? And she just kind of like stopped, dead looked me in the face. She goes, you can do that? I said, well, you're thinking about that. I said, so if you can go that direction, then we can go this direction, Rosie. I said, we can build it, that way. And, guess what? She said, well, cool, then let's go for it, And she just described when we shot a little video testimonial. She goes, I drove away. You told me in my car how to drive with my hands differently. I was doing it. Occasionally a thought of a cigarette would flow in, and you taught me just to, like, flick it behind me. And, I just went on my day as breathing fresh air, like we decided. And she was like, I couldn't believe it, And so, it's just helping someone build that whole new process, building that 2.0 version of them whether it's to be thinner, to be smoke-free, to be, you know, cancer-free, you know, to be a better golfer, baseball player, is what do you want?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I saw your video on how to be a better golfer. I do
right?
like to play golf. I'm not real good at it, but there are some videos on your website that people can tap into just to get some better information and see some of the work that you've done. So tell everyone what your website address is.
The easy way to find it is phillyhypnosis.com, phillyhypnosis.com. And the phone number to reach us is 877-557-7409, 877-557-7409. And I will make available for your listeners, I'll send you a link through your producer to download one of my stress reduction hypnosis recordings, so they can do that for free. And it's about a 20-minute little recording that I let people have to help them get rid of some stress.
Oh, that would be wonderful. You know, there's more medication given out in this country for anxiety, stress, depression than any other, I think, all the countries put together for the rest of the entire world. So for someone to come in and just give people information on how to reduce stress, how to handle anxiety and depression, oh, man, that is absolutely wonderful. So we'll appreciate learning even just stress-reducing techniques.
Absolutely. Maybe that would be another show we can get together. But better yet, when it gets to be a little warmer and you're going to go out and hit some golf balls, why don't we do a little Skype session and, you know, one or two of them and see if we can't make your game more enjoyable and lower your scores.
Oh, I would love it. That's where, I have a great drive, but after that, my game goes downhill. So putting, chipping, all of that. I need help with it.
Hey,
so
Kat, just to give you an idea, you know, the stress and anxiety, I had a young gentleman in high school that as a junior, his freshman and sophomore year, he was on the top of his team. However, when he got to districts, he fell apart, you know, in some of the bigger tournaments. So his parents brought him into me, and we began to rewire this behavior. And this year, he, John not only went in districts, he took second. He then went on to regionals in Pennsylvania. He placed, I think, in the top 10, which took him to states. Okay? So he represented his school in the state championships for golf, all because we took that anxiety and that fear, that self-sabotaging in this game that, you know, will take you holes, if not half a round, to recover. We made it so that he was able to get back and focused very quickly and, play the game differently than he was.
And I noticed that you do work with a lot of athletes who want to improve their performance. And so you work with them on the level of trying to get them to focus better on exactly what it is they're doing in their specific activity. So anyone who has any athletic abilities or people that they know who are top athletes and who want to get better, or like me, someone who just wants to get better at whatever they do, this is a wonderful avenue to get them to improve their game. So, Todd, it's been wonderful talking to you today. I appreciate you taking the time to be on our show. And again,
Kat,
give everyone your website address one more time.
It is Philly, Philly, hypnosis, hypnosis.com. Or you could look up Todd Stofka, TODDSTOFKA, and you'll find me via that way also. So, Kat, I really appreciate it. It's been a great fun time, and anytime I can help you in your audience, please feel free to look me up.
Okay. I thank you for that offer, and I will be in touch with you, even for my own patients, to see if we can do some work with you in terms of their pain reduction. So we'll be in touch with you very soon. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Kat. You have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Interesting topic, and I know a lot of people are kind of afraid of hypnosis, but I'm hoping that this is easing your mind into understanding the subconscious a little bit better and how you can improve your life.
I do want to mention one more time about our weight loss and detox program. It's going to start January 4th, so please contact us at 713-522-6911, or you can get on our website at Total Health Care Management, and management is abbreviated MGMT.com. So thank you so much for joining our show this week. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas. We're going to be off next week, and we're expecting that you're going to have a prosperous 2014. So love, peace, and happiness to all of our audience. Thank you for joining us. Here's to your health, and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Health Chat with Kat. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.